This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today, and we're going to be picking it up in verse 9, but for the sake of context, let's go on back to verse 5 so we know where we are. Paul the Apostle has been kind of jumping into this quagmire, I guess, concerning the last days, the second coming of Christ and end days events. He says in verse 5, "Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things?" Now you know what is restraining him. This is speaking of what is restraining the Antichrist from appearing. You know what is restraining him to the end that he may be revealed in his own season. For the mystery of lawlessness already works. Only there is one who restrains now until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will kill with the breath of his mouth and destroy the manifestation of his coming. Verse 9, our text today, starts in saying, even if he was coming in according to the working of Satan with all the power and signs and lying wonders and with all deception of wickedness for those who are being lost because they didn't receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Let's read verse 9 and 10 in the Living Bible just so we have some clarity of understanding. Paul writing here says, this man of sin, speaking of the Antichrist, will come as Satan's tool, full of satanic power, and will trick everyone with strange demonstrations and will do great miracles. He will completely fool those who are on their way to hell because they have said no to the truth. They have refused to believe it and love it and let it save them. Now, what is coming in these future days is very real and frankly is the culmination of all of mankind's history and experiences. Satan is already at work. Even now, even in this day that we gather here, and he has been really for a very long time, he is here on earth and he's attempting to waylay all of humanity, and he does so with lies. He is serious about his work, even if we're not about our work. He will kill you dead if the Holy Spirit were to take his hand off of you. But in lieu of that, he's simply going to do whatever he can against you. Now, we can know this for sure. All that he does is wrapped up in deception and misdirection. He knows how we think and how things work in relation to us. We seem to believe that his methods are simply to tempt us, to do evil, and then thus conjures up some sort of images of depravity and blatant rebellion against God and holiness. So we think, well, we're not part of that kind of thing. So we feel, therefore, that we're somehow removed from the playing field. Now, some of this is no doubt true. But the fact is, most of this behavior, that's depravity, that rebellion, hey, that's just you. That's just me. That's just our natural evil, natural tendencies to sin. So that's not really the front lines of Satan's approach. Satan's most successful ploys, frankly, go on between your ears and deep in your heart. What he's really successful at is when he causes doubts and he causes bitterness, like cancer. He empowers these phrases that come out of us like, well, that's not fair. And I don't have to take that. He fans the imaginations of the heart and self-centered ideals in our heads in order to break communion and fellowship with Christ and with those around us. He causes us to hate and hurt each other and ultimately hate and hurt ourselves in the process. He tries every day to mess with us, and yet that battle so often goes on very quietly and privately inside of us, not in some sort of public bombing. Now, he does indeed work to deceive unbelievers too. He works to make sure they stay unbelievers. But once again, it's all deception. It's all a matter of smoke and mirrors. And the blindness is deep and the blindness is entrenched. Such folks are lost for eternity because they reject the truth. Which is odd because certainly from this side, These things seem so obvious. It seems almost crazy at times. One cannot help but look at the ways of the world and wonder how it can be legal to kill unborn babies, how we can believe that these incredible bodies and the wonder of nature came about by some sort of extreme random chance. Our world, frankly, is just full of foolishness today. It's all unrighteous deception. Satan tells men they don't need God. But doesn't that same humanity read the newspapers? Don't they watch the evening news? Because quite clearly, it's a train wreck out there. We're told here that God will steal all of our pleasure, our fun, our joy, or at least we think he will, in our hearts and minds. So we leave him and we go out into the world, but then we don't actually receive any of that from the world. And yet, even then, we're still unwilling to entertain the idea that we are being ripped off by Satan, not God.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.